the obvious question. This usually asks this of athletes right afterwards, and it's a dumb, cliched question, but we'll ask it now because it's the morning after. Physically, how are you feeling?
Yeah, good. I mean, nice dinner, nice party last night, and nice celebration, and woke up relaxed knowing I didn't have to pedal today, so it's all good.
Has it hit you yet, Ryder, that you've become a bit of a national headline hero across Canada, getting a personal message from the Prime Minister, a front-page story from Victoria to Halifax?
I think I'd realize a bit more if I was actually there, but, I've been able to see some of the stuff on the computer, and it's overwhelming. I mean, people really embrace the sport, and, I'm just happy that people know that there's great cycling events all year, and especially the Giro d'Italia. I mean, it's one of the top races in the world, and I'm just happy that people are finding out about it.
Now, you've raced this. This was really one of your first international races, wasn't it? Reading about this, you were on this track, on this Giro when you were age 24 back in 2005, working with Paolo Salvadelli, correct?
Yeah, that was my first Grand Tour. First year, I committed 100% to just riding the road. And, it was my first Grand Tour experience. I mean, any professional cyclist, I mean, just to get a start on a team in a Grand Tour is a huge step and an important part of their career. And, I crashed very heavily on the fifth stage and just suffered every day till the end of the second week and didn't even complete it. So it's a tough game, and I took that as a huge learning experience, and that's just part of who I am now.
You used the term focus rider after the race yesterday. Is that focusing just on you and trying to eliminate the distractions? Because you see the scenes in television with the fans and all the other riders, and just trying to focus on where you're at getting to the finish line?
It's just the practice and training. I mean, I don't think there's any other sport. I mean, the time that we spend doing, the actual trade of cycling, I mean, 3, 4, 5 hours a day, year round for 15, 20 years. I mean, that's what and, you race 90 days a year, so it's just second nature, and that's what we do, and that's what makes the Peloton so special, because it's such an elite group. You can't ride around in a race like this and hear someone saying they just got into it 6 months ago or something like that.
Ryder Hestel's our guest, of course. 16-second overall difference for the 21 stages. It's the second smallest margin of victory ever. Many are saying, who know the sport well, you won this on Saturday, in essence, as opposed to Sunday. Would you buy that notion with how you finished Saturday as opposed to the time trial yesterday?
The day to the Stelvio was, the hardest day of the race and the most crucial. And the race was put on me in respect to the other favorites, with Thomas De Gendt being allowed to sneak away and build a lead. And I had to ride myself back into the Giro. And, if I didn't take the initiative and risk my Giro myself to do that, then I wouldn't have even had a chance for the overall on yesterday. So, I mean, that was just one moment in 3 weeks. I mean, there's a lot of moments where I won this Giro, but that was definitely one of the defining times.
Are you hoping that this culmination of 20 years of dedication to the sport will have the same effect on young Canadian cyclists that Steve Bauer did in the 80s?
Oh, I hope so. I think so. I think I've already realized that from the, my participations in the Tour de France. And I'm just happy that I'm able to keep that going and keep that awareness. I have a lot of instances where I can know that that's happening through my webpage and Twitter and the support from the fans. So it's very empowering, and I just, please, people are excited about it.
We'll tell folks they can follow you on Twitter at Ryder underscore Hegdal. Now, let me ask you about the Tour de France. Starts 4 weeks from this Saturday. What happens for you in the time before then for you in terms of training, in terms of recuperation, and in terms of being ready to go in this race with all the stages?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll make a plan. You know, it's the same for me as 2008. I did the Giro d'Italia and the Tour de France in Beijing. So I didn't race in between the Giro and the Tour. I just take a break, recover, and then do a period of training and start the Tour de France fresh in a sense of no race days beforehand. There's not much better way to get ready for a three-week race than to do a three-week race beforehand. So it's a very classic preparation to do the Giro before the Tour. You just have to see how you've come out of it and figure out the steps for the proper recovery and stuff. So we'll have a look at that with the team and just see what the goals of the year are. But there's also other races that are important. The Quebec-Montreal Grand Prix are on the World Tour calendar, and also the World Championships are in Lindbergh in the Netherlands, which is the same as the Amstel Gold Race, which I finished second in 2010. It's a course that suits me, so I have to look at the calendar very closely and start to define my goals.
I'll tell you what, it's one sweet trophy. I hope you didn't leave it in the lobby last night.
Yeah, it's nice.
I think it's nicer than the Vince Lombardi trophy myself.
It's very beautiful. I mean, Italians, you know, they got style, so I'm loving it.